Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It's hour four of the nation already. We got two to go here. Then the Cowboys hour, then some Fan After Dark. Fred Davis already in the bullpen throwing heat here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We'll chat with them coming up at 6:40. Find out what's coming up on their show. Very busy day of Cowboys news. If you're just jumping in the car or you've been out of touch a little bit, Overshown is going to have his 21-day to return window activated along with rookie Savone Revel and the center Cooper Beebe. So it's been a good day here, a good victory Monday so far. Here's the chief at the finest.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right, 877-881-1053. Plenty to get to here. A couple of housekeeping notes. Looks like, surprise, surprise, Emeka Egbuka will be playing tonight.
What a savage.
And Mike Evans.
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You get Evans back. You thought you get Evans and you lose Egbuka. He's got the hamstring issue, but apparently.
That's tough.
Pre-game workout went well, and now he's going to play.
Hell of a matchup tonight.
Big-time matchup
tonight. It's going to be fun. Let's go Bucks.
Bucks beat him last year there.
Fire them cannons.
Did you guys see what the spread was for this?
I wasn't prepared.
Pretty sure this is like a 5.5-er for Detroit.
It did start that way.
Usually, Dawson, don't we on Fridays play that game with a spread?
Yes, that spread.
Well, usually it's a Wednesday or Thursday, but you know our station malfunctioned on Thursday live from.
So it was a Friday, and then I think there was quitting right in the middle of it. Just quitting.
Every once in a while, the offense stalls out and you have to punt.
I thought you were on a roll, Dawson. I really did. I thought you hit the first couple of them. I think Dawson was the only one
with some level of integrity.
Dawson was on a roll, and the chief just went, oh, no, I don't want to do this.
I know educating yourself is not integral.
Chat GPTing in real time.
6.5 Lions.
Now it's 6.5?
Yeah.
And it's funny how, like,
give me the Bucks plus 6.5.
GPT was like, not even right. I'm expecting it. Like, I'm going to go to a court of law. Like, I saw it on ChatGPT. You know,
it's giving you the spread from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm like, well, no, that's not right, Brian.
We should be good.
Yeah.
Now, Walchuk has some other news for us. Remember last week?
In the clip you play, by the way, who's the guy that goes, who is that?
Tell him, class, on three. One, two, three. Lou Holtz.
So they didn't know either.
I thought they knew.
I didn't know either.
Y'all didn't know the gibberish thing and the Darnie intro was Lou?
I didn't know that. I thought it was Parcells.
Really? Does he have some of that in him? Short circuits?
Yeah.
817, I'm not being a Lions hater. I like the Lions. I just think 6.5 is kind of juicy for Tampa
Bay. Huge number.
To cover.
Yeah.
Lions can still win by three. I'm not saying the Lions are going to lose the game. I think they very well could win.
Lions hater.
But what does Vegas base that on?
I feel like this is going to have to move with Egbuka back.
We got to look at the way the Lions play at home. I want to say at home, they're just like a ridiculous juggernaut.
They're undefeated.
Let me give you some
information. The Bucs are 3-0 on the road.
NFL when they're guys at home. Showing up.
Okay, so Thursday night, you had the Steelers media member say that he was guaranteeing the Steelers victory over the Bengals, so much so that he was willing to, without any type of numbing aid pierces nipples.
Yeah.
Fill a pony.
We've been monitoring this. We've been on the Pittsburgh nipple beat, and Walchuk is here to report live.
All right, live from the nipple beat at the Pony Express. Update, he will be getting his nipples pierced on the 29th, okay, 9 days from today at Mike's Beer Bar. The money raised through ticket sales and other cool stuff will go to fight breast cancer. So if you think it would be fun to watch Andrew Filippone suffer and kick breast cancer's ass, stay tuned for info on how you can be there.
Beautiful.
Brilliant.
Thank you for that, Walchuk.
It's a great bit.
Ouch.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys heard it, if you caught it, but Shoddy mentioned that George Pickens, when you factor in the pass interference yardage, he actually
had a million.
He he leads the NFL.
Oh hell yeah!
In true
quote
unquote receiving yardage.
Yeah,
I feel like that should be a part of the receiving yards. I don't know. Is that doing too much? Is that getting too wonky with the stats?
There should be like a true receiving yardage analytic. You know, true passing yardage with the flags included. I don't know. You've done so much history now with it not being included that it would, you know, make the historical stats look a little odd.
But. Yeah, and I think that would be where I would, where I'd probably say you can't fudge with it. But it is interesting to note that when you include the PI yards, George Pickens has a total of 723 yards on the season, which is number one in the sport, and it's JSN behind him and then Ja'Marr Chase.
As long as they're going to let him get away with that sort of stiff arm with the ball
in the air,
as long as that is happening.
You had your moment, all right?
He is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
You know,
he is, man.
I don't know who's better between him and Lamb.
Lamb's better.
Last 20 minutes.
I don't think that there's really a... There's not a question. I think Lamb's better.
I'm with you.
It's not to diminish how good Pickens is. I think Lamb can line up pretty much anywhere. Pickens finally... Like, they finally just found out, okay, we can move him, but I still don't think Pickens is as comfortable playing out of the slot as CeeDee Lamb is.
Well, Lamb's not as comfortable going down the field and, you know, high-pointing it or having it drop in the bucket while fighting off a player at the same time. I think each one does some stuff better than the other one.
Which is why they're a great compliment. I'd like to just keep them both.
They're brilliant together. I mean,
there's something special.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
It's okay. I mean, I kind of like the conversation because I like the idea of having three ones, so it's fun to me. But, yeah, I mean,
by the way, let's
just keep them both and just have all the riches.
Did you reach out to the gang?
What are we getting for CD?
Well, one of them got back to me, says, I'm going to give you, let me read what he said.
He said, first of all, you're taking crazy pills, Jack.
Well, I said this. I told my guy, I said, playing radio now. I did. I said, playing radio.
With some idiot.
I'm playing radio now. What would you get for trading for CeeDee Lamb? And he said, one plus. I said, picks or players? He says, a first plus something else, player or pick. You just tell me what you want. That's what.
So
well,
you're going to get
it's
your
like a
one.
Buffet line of assets. Yeah,
I like buffets.
So you're going to get your one, Dawson.
Let's go.
And you're going to maybe, if you look at the guy's roster and look at maybe who he's got, you maybe take one of his guys.
Wow.
Or you can maybe get another pick tagged to that.
That would be the Vegas Bacchanal buffet, just in an asset buffet.
I'll tell you what, man. I missed that buffet.
I did love the Bacchanal.
That buffet was so good.
God, it was move delicious. Over Peking Duck. Make that's a place a, for I, the assets.
That's no, a Dawson, buffet.
I want to say this yesterday.
What's that?
Eric sat in Zach's seat. Uh-huh. In the press box next to me.
How dirty is it?
Yeah. They needed a couple of vacuums.
Oh, crap.
I'm just telling you, my man, he got a pregame food plate.
Yeah.
He got a game plate.
There you go. Long timeouts.
He got a nacho platter plate.
Nice.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah. Oh, no, excuse me. Brad Sham sushi.
Get the whole rainbow
tender.
Roll. Nobody eats that rainbow roll.
He got that. He got that plate, the sushi and the chicken strips, and then he got the nacho platter.
My goodness!
Wow,
money's worth.
It was really. I was fueling up. I was fueling up for having to do the post game as well.
You know, I was amazed.
I needed to be.
He did
up.
Pass on. They did. Legends gave us footlong, like what they called something dogs, special dogs. Cowboy Dogs?
Yeah, it was the Rowdy Dog.
Rowdy
Eric
Dog.
Eric said you housed it in like 30 seconds. Was that just for radio, or did you actually shove that in your mouth?
Oh, no, that was the Pepsi. That was the Pepsi raspberry drink.
Oh, that sounded
thing.
Good,
Pepsi
too.
Raspberry
yeah.
drink.
Slurpee.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That was
yeah.
the way?
I'm sorry.
Brought
us hammered
that home.
How'd you like
no,
that last
good.
Hour?
I did want to bring up one more angle on this. Just that,
okay.
Because 44 yesterday was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm with you that I want to keep these two guys together.
Sure.
What's the point total? For, like, let's say from this point for the rest of the year where you're averaging .. points per game that you're like, you know what, I don't need to fix the defense. This offense is so amazing that I just want to run this back. And I think it's got to be in the 30s somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be in the 30s.
Oh, definitely in the 30s. Yeah.
35?
I would say 35 is a pretty 32? Solid number.
Is it realistic? 35 realistic?
Probably not, but...
It's hard to imagine.
We can dream.
32 might do it for me, though.
32 would be that. Yeah, I mean.
And I think that's going to happen. I don't know what I'd set the over-under at right now for the rest of the season. I guess the schedule's going to get tougher. Got to consider that, but maybe 32 and a half would be a solid over-under.
We'll see how they do this week against this defensive Denver.
I mean,
this
hey, could Jackson, be a
we had this. We just, all had this as an L. We
yes.
started
yeah, this right. is, I mean, honestly, I thought about throwing out a nipple piercing for this one if the Cowboys won. That's how sure I am they're going to lose. They haven't beaten the Broncos in 30 years. This is going to be tough on the road, but golly, would we be crotch first on a Monday if they go to Denver and win?
Oh, I know man. I would be.
I'd gladly get a nipple pierced.
Okay.
I'm not putting it on the table. No, no.
Pulling into the bye
put
right
the
before
the
deadline.
Table.
All right.
Just one?
No. Nah.
Teams you're playing.
My wife
like,
would be pissed.
If you think of points no, per game, would. Dawson,
yeah.
I just looked this up. Okay, you got the Colts. They're ahead of you, by the way, for points per game. They're at 31.8. You're at 31.7. So you play them. You play the Chiefs. They're at 26.6. You've played the Packers. They're at 26.3. The Commanders are at 25.7. You kind of saw what the Commanders are. The Bears are 25.3. Yeah, that was an L. Yeah, you don't play the Rams. You don't play the Steelers. So, I mean, there's some teams, I mean, that are you're going to outscore mainly everybody that you have a possibly on your schedule with, right?
I think the inescapable reality, though, is Pickens has played himself so well into the free agency that the money is massive now, and he might be playing himself out of your future. And like the worst thing that could have happened to the idea of Lamb and Pickens being together for the long term was Lamb getting hurt and Pickens showing I'm just as good as anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you still have the franchise tag opportunity, but obviously that can get testy when it comes to the agent and things like that. And even if he just plays on it, that's still a large cap hit for one season. So It'll be fun to see how they try and maneuver this.
It's possible. In the last three games, Cowboys are averaging 36 points per game.
Chiefs giving up 17. Broncos giving up 18.
F these defenses.
Yeah, you've already got the Packers. Vikings giving up 20. The Carolina giving up 21. So you got some teams on the schedule that are pretty point stingy, if you look at it that way. Four teams at least.
I mean, it'll be tough, and especially as the season goes on, who knows what type of injuries you deal with, and going on the road, I don't know what type of cold weather environments they have in store for later on in the season, but plenty of things. But if you're going to be averaging over 30 points per game, like
Giants,
that is
Commanders,
that's the real deal. I did like, and Dawson sent this our way, how about this? I don't think that we want to see your CeeDee Lamb idea come to fruition.
No.
But your horizontal tush push stopper.
They did it.
This was
that was amazing.
Gavin.
We were just talking about this like last week or maybe 2 weeks ago because Tampa signed their giant guy back before they played Philadelphia. And I just joked, lay him sideways like Burt Reynolds, because Philadelphia is trying to go underneath you.
Yeah.
Can't go underneath that guy. Well, Brian Flores and the Vikings actually tried it, and salute to the Tolo that sent me the clip on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, they had Tyler Batty just lie down, acting as a human shield, basically a meat shield, to stop it.
I love how one of his teammates almost he's in a four-point stance. He's got one of his hands on him.
Yeah.
He's like, he's using him as his
a prop?
Ground, or I don't know, stability. Yeah. But
it's like he's got
whatever
leverage
on a
call there. Man, no leverage call, man.
No leverage call.
Not going to go into this.
It's not a
little man wins.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And then you also had the Mahomes fake hard count.
Oh, that was awesome. He's like, this bleep never works.
He's at the line of scrimmage, and you hear he's it get acting. Picked up in the, like, Romo's laughing about it and sort of describing it. And they're doing the hard count thing, trying to get him to jump, and they don't jump. And he's just like, man, this never works, yada, yada, yada. And then, bang, they snap the ball, hand it off to get the first down.
See, I think that's what the Cowboys were trying in, like, week two or week three. They came up like a faux hard count, and then they're like, oh, I guess that's not going to work. And then they tried to snap it real quick as the clock was going down.
Yeah, clock
but the clock double zeroed on them. And I think that's why the official didn't let them have the extra half second that usually you get.
Yeah. That would make sense.
I figured some team would eventually get that right, and you know, go figure, it's the Chiefs. We got other big statistical takeaways from the Cowboys game coming up next here on a Victory Cowboys Monday. It's the G-Bag.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nation on the Fan. Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got about 6.5 minutes to the G-Bag of the day, and then LA Live is coming up at 5:40 here on your home of the Cowboys. A victory Monday, 44-22 against the Commanders. Inside the division, the Eagles beat the Vikings thanks to Carson Wentz's two interceptions, including a pick six, ended up being the difference. But I want to look at Philadelphia and just ask you guys, can the Cowboys catch the Eagles to win this division? We haven't had a repeat winner in the NFC East in two decades. But Barkley still has the lowest rushing success rate in the entire league. They cannot get Saquon Barkley going. Yesterday, Cam Jurgens got hurt, and the backup center is not very good. We've talked about their loss of Mekhi Becton already maybe being a factor in the injury to their other guard, Landon Dickerson, being a factor. He's probably not at 100%. How do you look at this right now? Like the race for the NFC East, and it's you know, a strange lady, as Brian likes to say, this NFL. It's just 6 days since they lost to the Carolina Panthers. So let's put everything in context, and you guys tell me, you know, how you look at this division right now.
I mean, I think with this offense, you're gonna absolutely have a chance. Hopefully, I mean, you're gonna need your defense to get a fair amount better, but. And we'll have to see how much better the run game gets now that the Eagles at least showed for a game, hey, they can be a little bit more explosive through the air.
Yes.
That's something that you're going to have to respect a little bit more now.
Got Brown going.
Yeah. How does that benefit the run game? So I definitely think there is absolutely a chance of it, especially with, you mentioned, another injury to the offensive line and that thing just not being the same dominant version that we had been so accustomed to seeing. So I think it's certainly on the table.
Yeah, even without a trade? No. Need a trade to win this division.
I just don't imagine that your defense is going to organically get good enough to where you can be a division winner, and you're talking about probably winning, what, at least 11 games?
10, yeah. I mean, the Eagles do just kind of find ways to win, so maybe they keep doing it. But, yeah, they probably need to make a trade, unless Overshown's back at his full powers. I mean, that'd be the only caveat that I would throw out there, because he is a difference maker. Now, Dre Greenlaw, this is big news, because he made his first start last week for the Broncos, or yesterday for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. He's been suspended for the game against the Cowboys. He's not going to be playing. He got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Dang.
Following the game. So he's suspended without pay. I guess after the game-winning kick, he chased down the referee and was saying stuff to the ref past midfield and verbally threatened him as he tried to leave the field.
Ooh.
And so after that altercation with Brad Allen, the NFL has decided Dre Greenlaw is suspended without pay, so you will not have to play against Dre Greenlaw, who was a linebacker. We were like, Cowboys?
Yeah.
Could you go after? Was a stud with the Niners? And I thought that was a great addition for the Broncos. Unfortunately, he got hurt in the offseason, finally just got back, and now he's suspended again.
Okay, so the Eagles are going to host the Giants coming up noon on Sunday. Just lost to them 2 weeks ago. Then they'll visit the Packers. Then they'll host the Lions before that Cowboys game in Week 11. And you know, looking at that, you Real's can't rule out the possibility that the that could be for the first place.
Could be. It
really could. Fourth straight game for Dak Prescott with three touchdowns and no picks. His MVP candidacy looks legit to me. As this Cowboys offense can't be stopped, Dak Prescott's a huge reason for it. I guess it's going to come down to wins. And maybe 11 would do it. I think 10 could win the division, but I don't think you're really in that MVP conversation unless you get 11 or 12 wins. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs got it going quite a bit. So I'd put Mahomes as a clear favorite. I'd probably take him against the field right now. Man coverage 47.5% of the time. Is what all went into that? Is that just because McLaurin and Debo were out?
No, I think really what it came down to is the fact that the quarterback is a 49% passer against man coverage.
Hmm.
I think they looked at the metrics. I think they looked at the film. Even with Debo and Terry McLaurin playing, well, Terry hadn't played him, but I mean, I think that they're in a situation right now where they're starting to look at these things and they're like, you know, there's a reason why. Okay, let's not play zone. The guy throws the ball 70%. Accuracy is, he's completion percentage, 70%. Why would you play zone against a guy when you know that 50% of the time in man, he's not very good, and they're down their best receivers? To me, that was a perfect storm for the Cowboys yesterday.
Why is he struggling so much against zone as compared to man? Is it because he doesn't have the options? He can't get as comfortable?
He hasn't been as accurate as he has in the past. That's been a problem with some of the tight window throws and stuff like that. It's been a problem for him.
I mean, that was bad yesterday.
Yeah, and I would think part of it does have to do with the wide receivers. You don't have Terry McLaurin. Debo Samuel is not a guy that is just great at creating separation versus man coverage. So you don't have the receivers that can really just go out there and beat their guy one-on-one. So it puts even more pressure on you to be extremely accurate.
Yeah.
And for the people that are texting in, like, tap the brakes, Washington's a shell of the team that they were last year. It is fair to note that they had some drops, and there were definitely players wide open that Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota did miss.
Yeah.
So that helped out. I mean, that helped the defense.
Salute to Donovan Ezeraku getting his first sack. That was awesome to see. Deron Bland with his first pick six since November of 2023, 68 yards. Biotish diving at his feet as he was gone. There was no doubt about it. He can fly. Clowney, his first sack as a Cowboy, recovered a fumble. And after the game, he talked about how he needed a couple of weeks sort of to get his feet underneath him. And it was kind of like a training camp and feels like he's got things figured out and he's ready to cook now. What else happened? Ferguson with a touchdown in four consecutive games joins Jason Witten as the only two tight ends in franchise history with a touchdown in four straight games. Witten had one stretch where he did it five in a row.
Wow.
Back there in the ill-fated 2010 season. It is time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the day.
Yeah. What it is, ho? What's up? G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Hey, what's up? My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If you think I should be playing something, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Boy, I'm trying. I'm trying. Some of y'all are doing great. Some of you guys are just giving me anything that you run across on the internet. But yeah, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Send all your hate mail there, too. All right, this is day number two, going for three of this champion audio. Let's go to the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. Who could score on this Cowboys defense? Top five list.
At number one, now, is he mobile with his legs? No.
Stephen Hawking.
Do you have to put him in a wheelchair? And maybe we don't want him doing the play calls.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just hearing the calls. And you won't need much blocking because Kenneth Murray's the one in the hole. Give me Stephen Hawking at the one spot. I don't see that being stopped. Ron, laugh.
Juke, right? Spin move. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Yeah, it's not, I'm trying to say something. It's just not even well said. No move needed.
That's weed. Yeah, I know, bro.
Sam Williams.
So, I also learned that Fred didn't even know that Blake was going Stephen Hawking there. He was just...
He said Stephen Hawking?
He just said Stephen Hawking whenever Blake said something about no legs or whatever.
Wow. See, I've been wondering since the clip debuted why he said Stephen Hawking right there.
I know.
I'm like, how did you know?
Yeah, yeah. He just was taking a shot in the dark.
Wow. Boys are on the same page, I'll tell you that much.
Chemistry.
Chemistry. Interesting. Let's go to number two right here, Talking Cowboys Podcast. You familiar with that, Mr. Broadus?
I am.
The Talking Cowboys Podcast.
I am.
Kyle Yeomans. Okay.
The host.
Patrick Legend. Walker.
Yeah, he's on there. Patrick. Yeah.
Isaiah Standback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Former Isaiah. Player.
And Josh Rodriguez.
Josh, my guy.
Okay, yeah. I'm being respectful for all those cats out there. Some of you I know, some of you have no idea who you are, but I'm going to be respectful to you. They had an unfortunate slip up on that show.
Oh, no.
Always unfortunate.
Plays of Drive, actually. Okay. Starring Count Dacula to drink away the life of the Washington Commanders, draining the clock.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, no.
Clock.
Whoa.
There's an L in
there. No, there is an L in there. But it wasn't at first. Now it is, sir.
Now it is.
Congratulations. Well, here's your ale.
I think that was Josh.
Wow, man.
The clock drainers.
Yep. Drain that
so
clock.
So unfortunate. Drain
that clock. That's a fantasy team name right there.
That is unfortunate, bro.
Not quite the alter ego Dak had in mind, I don't think.
Yeah, man.
I like the idea of Count Dacula. I mean, you can workshop that.
Count Dacula? Goodness me.
By the way, the Express is brought to you by the on-time experts. The on-time experts. Shout out to you fellas out there.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. What else we got right here? Boom, 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 boom. Oh, shout out to Tolo Christopher Borden. You, sir, you're doing it right. You're doing it absolutely correct right here. He sent me a video of a longtime Cowboys fan, Carmen Gonzalez. She does not like all the extracurricular activities going around Dak. You know, they're being kind of rough.
Yeah. Look at that son of a bitch, Commander, what he does to my quarterback. He's a f***ing ass.
Yes.
Illegal my ass. He almost killed my quarterback. Kick him out of the game. F***ing 55 hit. Get him out of there. Always playing nasty, even when they were the Washington Redskins. They always have to keep doing that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn right I'm mad.
Yeah.
That's uncalled for. There's Jacob Moore. Yeah, look what he did. He almost took his hair off.
Gosh, that reminds me of my grandmother.
Yeah?
She was the same way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was cracking them?
Oh, well, I don't know if she was cracking them, but...
Sound like our granny in this clip.
She might have been a little bit, she was just a wild South African lady.
She was pretty lit and very entertaining.
Loved her some Tony Dorsett.
What'd you guys think about that play? Was that a clear
Should have been 15 yards.
He definitely hit the shoulder. Yeah. I mean, you're going around the head of the quarterback. So anytime,
I thought he had him wrapped up, and then Dak kind of ducked, which was the action that knocked the helmet off.
When you
When
you slow-mo it, yeah, I hear you. But in real time, I think that was a fine call. If it goes against us, then I think it was ridiculous. Yeah. It was
right on time, that's for
sure. Anytime you hit the quarterback in the head,
you just got to be aware.
You're going to have problems.
Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor. Yesterday was a church day. Yeah, Mr. Freddie Haynes. I see he's back in the building. Back in the saddle. Shout out to you, sir. Now, I am not mature enough to sit through whatever happened at this church right here. I don't know why they allowed this lady to sing, but... Whew.
Time, Brian. Sexual chocolate.
Thank
you, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Oh, no. Where's the organ? Amen.
I got all them people clapping.
Amen.
Wow. Must admit
it's over.
Talk about some gaslighting. Oh, good job, baby.
I was trying to.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Get her off the stage.
Yeah, she must have made a big donation or something like that. Maybe she was real pretty.
Yeah, maybe the choir's. She bought all the robes for the choir.
Can see that.
She paid for all the robes.
Maybe it's an equal opportunity church. Like, why should only the good voices be able to sing?
Only the good.
I want to praise God with my singing too. No?
Get out there in the crowd, sugar.
Yeah.
Let that drown out.
Sounds better in a chorus. Trust me.
That's it.
There it is. We got a chance. And we got three challengers. Is it Fred and Blake who could score on this Cowboys defense? Is it the Talking Cowboys podcast with Count Dacula? Tolo Christopher Borden sends in Granny ranting about the Commander's defense? Or is it the lady singing at church? I'm going with the Tolo nomination, Chief. How about you?
The chant? Is that what that means?
No, I went with Christopher Borden's
suggestion good.
With the granny.
Yeah.
Cousin Granny.
I'll go with the chant.
Lucius?
Yes, Miss Carmen Gonzalez. Stand up.
Carmen Gonzalez. There you go. Wolchuk?
Gosh, dang it. Yeah.
Don't forget about the clock drainers.
You know what? I'll give Josh Rodriguez and Talking Cowboys a vote because I do like Dacula.
It's quality content.
Yeah, our lady. She did a heck of a job.
Gonzalez?
Cussing it up, yeah.
By a score of 3-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion is Carmen Gonzalez, annoyed with the Commander's defense, playing rough with Dak. It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
So Monday, Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk.
Long story short, dude, people, you can do all the good in the world, bro. You can do all the good, and you can always try your best to be the best and the best and the best. But if you make one mistake, dude, if you f up one time, dude, people will hold that against you the rest of their life, bro. They'll hold it against you. It makes them feel happy when they bring that up, the bad you did. You know what I mean? Like, f*** him. I don't know how to put it, dog. The bar I go to, I'm a scumbag there. I f***ed up because I did a bad review, and now I'm a scumbag there the rest of my life, bro. Every time I go to that bar, they always bring up the bad I did. That one time I f***ed up. And I f***ed up, bro. I should have never talked bad about that f***ing bartender, bro. I did that s***. and it ruined the whole f***ing Yelp and made all the other bartenders look like dumb bitches. I didn't just stab one of them in the back. I stabbed them all in the back. The owner, bro, she used to give me free pool, dude. Every time I would see her, bro. The reason I'm a good pool shooter is because of that woman, bro. I spent all my weeks and all my time, and she would always give me free pool, and she's my sponsor, bro, at that bar, and I f***ing blew it, bro. I shit the bed. Long story short, don't be negative, dog. Be a positive, bro. If you got something negative to say, just shut the f*** up.
Yeah! Shout out to Jacob Rodriguez right there, man. He's going through it, bro. Going through it. LA Live for Monday, October 20th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. Monday, Friday vibes is just where I go with some things I've seen coming down the timeline, trending on the timeline this weekend. You know what I'm talking about. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Mr. Broadus!
Yes, sir.
Pause. I thought about you last night. I went a few times this year, but not as much as I would like. I went to the fair last night, last night of the fair.
Did they give you the award for the best participant?
No, but if you do know something, you know, you go on the last night, you get the hookup on a lot of things.
You know what you're doing.
Yep. But last night was the last night of the fair, and I had to grab a slice of that Biscoff cheesecake in your honor. Biscoff cheesecake in your honor.
Did you find it highly overrated?
Oh, no.
Did you feel lazy as hell?
God, what a lazy dessert this is, this cheesecake. Do you feel like when you ordered it, you just could have gotten better, maybe? Maybe you could have gotten something a little bit more.
It was amazing, man. We lifted it up, and we said, this is in Broadus's honor, and we all had a piece of it. It was great, bro. I also seen this girl named Cuban Doll out there at the fair.
If you know, Cuban Doll.
She didn't see me. Even if she did, she doesn't know who I am. But I seen you out there, Cuban Doll. All right.
With the name?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Let's see here. Now, this song has been in my head for about 2 weeks. And I'm going to let it go. I'm going to give it to the fans now. Two whole weeks. Toyota Tacomas. When I was at the fair last night, you go to the car park.
The shows.
The car show.
Yeah.
Every time I seen a Toyota, I was singing the song, especially the Tacomas. Have you guys heard the Toyota Tacoma theme?
No.
Oh, great. Good.
We're rough. We're tumble.
It's better. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I drive a Tacoma. If you don't move out the way, bitch, I'm going to run you over. My Tacoma. In my Tacoma.
In my Tacoma.
I put a snorkel kit on my Tacoma so I can go out in the f***ing water. I hope it doesn't kill the engine, cause I don't want that bitch to start seizing. But it's a Toyota, a f***ing Tacoma.
And I drive Tacoma.
That's catchy.
It's great.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I drive a Tacoma.
Tacoma. Yeah, man, that's been in my head for a long time. So now I'm passing it to you fellas. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Our guy here in the G-Bag Nation, former pro boxer and boxing champion, Paulie Malignaggi. Paulie Malignaggi. He had a bare knuckle fight over the weekend.
No.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I think he signed up for three. This was the second one.
Oh,
why? Why? First of all, why?
That could do damage to your face.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad.
It looked really bad. Look, he got jumped at an ATM when they showed him photos.
Yeah, that's usually like the last stop in a fighter's career.
Why?
He doesn't need that.
He's
a broadcaster.
He's been doing a great job at broadcasting.
Yeah,
Paulie hasn't competed in a sanctioned fight since 2019.
Damn.
Saturday, Paulie battled Tyler Goodjohn over five rounds to earn a split decision win in Leeds, UK.
Yeah,
they would fight over there
They'll fight,
they don't play.
Bare knuckles,
Leeds,
Brighton.
Yeah.
with some pants on.
Yeah.
Come here, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Some pants.
Drinking ale. Yeah, like drinking ale between rounds.
Yeah, sailor pants. You know.
The 44-year-old Paulie Malignaggi, now 1-1 in bare knuckle boxing. 44, bro. Bare knuckle boxing out here. Paulie Malignaggi. He sustained some gnarly injuries, too, if you go look that image up. It looks like he got into a fight at a bus stop.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It
yeah,
looks really, really
multiple
bad.
People dragged around the bus stop.
Yeah. It looks like he fought multiple people at a bus stop.
And he's the winner?
He's the winner, dog.
Wow. It's amazing how strong their chins are. Like, hands are so hard to get hit that amount of times. And not have ever gotten knocked out?
Yeah, wow. Bro. Bare knuckle combination, bare knuckle. Imagine that. It's not just a pile jab. We're talking about fa, yeah. Bare knuckles.
Hands are breaking.
But, that's what I'm saying. My knuckles hurt too as well. Let's see. He went to the hospital to get some work done, of course. He posted a little video live from the hospital.
I just want to give everybody a big thanks for all your well wishes. I'm fine. I'm still in Leeds General Hospital. This is crazy. By the way, I don't know how it works in the UK. I still have not been stitched up. It's 4:30 in the morning. I got here 10 o'clock.
Oh, geez.
Still have not been stitched up, guys. They x-rayed me, didn't give me the results of my hands. They gave me a CAT scan.
The results of his hands. I mean, he's needing to see if he's got broken bones in his hands.
Yeah.
He's clearly got them in his face and ribs and everything.
Yeah.
Gee.
I've got broken ribs in the back from all the rabbit punches, another rabbit punch, the kidney punches. I have my kid broke my ribs with the kidney punches, my lower rib on my left side. And I have my eyes are too foggy still. When they put the light, the really bright light, it's too foggy for them to tell the extent of the damage.
Why am I doing this?
I hope everybody was entertained. I really appreciate everybody's well wishes and caring. I think all in all, if you eliminate the fouls, it wouldn't be a lot of damage. The big cut is from a headbutt. The eye issue is from my eye poke, and the broken ribs in my back are from dirty kidney punches. So, but will somebody let me know why Leeds General? I don't know. Is this all the hospitals in the UK? Do you just come here and never get stitched up? This is a record. I've never seen this in my life. They actually gave me a CAT scan before they stitched me up.
Poor Paulie.
Yeah. Lucius, like,
he was panicking in there a little bit.
Yeah. But for fights here in the States, I mean, don't we have like places like if boxers like afterwards they could just go and get stitched up like there at the arena or?
Yeah, have a doctor have there.
Yeah. Doctors yeah. and like, yeah. do we have yeah. the ability to yeah. get
a couple
treatment,
nurses
get yeah. treatment right
My
there?
My man said he's been sitting around for 5-6 hours, still haven't Jeez. Gotten stitched up. I'm just the blood is just coagulating now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the scar tissue is starting to form.
Exactly, bro. Gosh.
I've never seen an open wound like that from a headbutt.
It looks nasty. You see
yeah, it?
It
looks yeah. bad. He got popped.
He looked like he got jumped, bro. Yeah. Shout out to Paulie out
Maybe
here.
With a razor blade.
yeah.
Just sliced and diced.
Got to go into bull riding or something.
Poor okay, Paulie, right? man. Why are we doing this, fam?
No, I know.
It better be big time money, like the league's trying to be more visible. So they got a huge budget to throw at to get Malignaggi in there, so everybody yeah. be talking about it. Maybe
I hope he gets some percentages.
Jeez.
I hope he's got some type of ownership of this situation.
There you go,
Paulie.
Yeah, some insurance.
His hands yeah. are so swollen.
Part yeah. of a rollout.
Looks yeah, part of this rollout, as Eric calls it. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. This weekend there was a No Kings protest across the country.
Mm-hmm.
No Kings protest is a demonstration against the administration of President Donald Trump. Did you guys go out there and participate?
No, had a busy weekend.
Didn't know what was going on.
Was it here? I saw one in Austin, right?
Yeah, there was a whole lot here.
Oh, there was here?
We it had was all over the country, oh, man. Okay. There was a whole lot here. It was everywhere.
Okay. I saw the one in Austin, but I didn't see the other ones.
Okay, it's all gravy, bad. We're just asking. I'm not judging. Looks like it was about
sure
a
Sure you are.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah. I know where I am, bro. looks like it was about 7 million people over 2,700 locations across the U.S. and overseas. Now, I did not go outside, but I did enjoy the protest signs because I think they're so creative.
Yeah.
These people are really,
Some
really
college
smart.
Game
How
day.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, dude, those games.
Signs are pretty creative. And did you see the AI video that the official White House account put out? During
yes,
the,
I did see that.
Now, you've seen
him
that.
Him dropping poop on the... Yeah.
Oh, there's poop.
What a time we live in,
Yeah, he was driving like an F-16 and dropping poop on the protesters.
Yeah, big Trump was in a, dropping Trump on, dropping a. Now, whose poo was it?
I don't know. Poo? I don't know. I don't know how they got all that loaded up.
Yeah.
In the ordinance. It's funny how freedom of speech works.
That is from the official White House account reposted that of our president in a jet pooing on protesters. It's amazing. Oh, my God. What a time. What a time we live in. What a time we live in. What else we got right here? Oh, this make you feel good on the way out the door. Have y'all heard of Mears Store and Restaurant in Oklahoma?
No.
Mears.
No.
Mears.
Heard of the Mears Racing family.
It's in the Wichita Mountains area in Oklahoma. I looked it up, and man, it's nowhere near somewhere I would go. So I might miss this place unless I hit one of those national parks up for some type of situation. But Mears was established in 1901, mainly because of the gold rush there in Oklahoma, but it never materialized. So they started making fantastic burgers up there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're famous for their cowboy burger. Right. Cowboy burger is a locally raised, grass-fed longhorn beef.
Oh. Grass-fed.
Grass-fed, and they're served on a pie plate.
Oh.
I like it. I found it right here. Oh, man, that thing looks amazing.
Yeah, the burger is really, really large, cut into fours because it's so darn big.
Oh, yeah, it's a burger for a family.
Yeah. And the guys who run this, man, he got real hot takes about burgers and beef and everything. Let's listen to him.
Our burger is a half pound.
What is it called? Hold on.
Burger.
Our burger.
A what?
A burger.
Our burger is a half pound burger on a 7-inch bun.
Okay.
We make it with mustard, pickles, tomatoes, green leaf lettuce, red onions, and lean Texas longhorn beef. Mm. The fat on my beef, because I raise it, I know what it is.
Where's the
fat? Fat on my beef is good for you. Because fat on my beef is yellow fat. But now you get fat white on the cow by feeding them corn. And these are the things that best builds the.
And didn't that Pilgrim's Pride guy say, I don't raise no fat yellow chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cholesterol. But if you have yellow fat, that cow was raised on grass. That cow was raised on green feed. Yellow fat is caused by the chlorophyll and the beta carotene that's in the grass, and I'll guarantee you it ain't going to hurt you. People who come in and buy chicken over beef, they just don't know any better. Our burgers are 95% to 97% lean. We make what we call a cowboy burger, which is one with mustard. That's what the cowboys like. Okay, so occasionally someone comes in here from the east, south, somewhere. They want mayo. Why don't you put mayo on here? Well, we call that a sissy burger.
Come on, bro.
We have people come in sometimes want ketchup on it. Well, we call that the Yankee burger.
Oh, come on.
We think ketchup belongs on the fries.
Oh.
I love this guy.
Why don't you put ketchup the mayo on his
hand? Ready to shake his hand.
Yeah, put the mayo.
I want to shake your hand.
Shake your hand.
Put it here.
Only mustard on the burger? Hell yeah.
That's mustard, grass-fed.
Did he say 95% lean is what he said? Did he say
97.
Yeah.
I like my 80-20.
Yeah. That's what he said, Leonard.
Our burgers are 95% to 97% lean.
Wow. 95% to 97%.
Is that cap? Is that caperoni right there? Is that cappuccino?
Sounds like he doesn't know.
It can happen. Oh, you can do that. Man, you can have it leaned out like that. I don't know that it necessarily tastes better.
You
want the juice.
Where's the fat in that thing?
I think once you're past 85-15, it's just too dry to make a burger.
He's going way dry on that.
Yep.
It's too dry?
Way too dry,
I want to find out for myself. I'm trying to figure out how far away this place is.
Yeah, it's not close, man. It's like somewhere.
Close Arkansas.
It's near the panhandle type vibes.
You got hooked on the mustard part, right? That's what happened.
Well, he had me at grass-fed.
Okay.
And then he had me with mustard. And then I just like the cut of his jib.
He does have a great voice.
In case someone comes in here from the east, south, somewhere, they want mayo. Why don't you put mayo on here? Well, we call that a sissy burger.
Come on,
we have people come in sometimes want ketchup on it. Well, we call that the Yankee burger. We think ketchup belongs on the fries.
On the fries.
Well, just give me that mayo and give me the mustard and give me the ketchup and I'll put them all together.
Yes,
sir.
I like the mayo and mustard together combination. Yeah, just fantastic.
Put them together, sir, and we'll be just fine. Thank you very much.
And then mayo and ketchup for the dipping. Oh, it's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, this Mears is too far west, though. It's not along the 35 or 75 corridor, so you're going to have to make a special trip.
You're going to have to make a trip. You got to go up there to those little parks and be like, you know what, I'm going to vacation here at one of these parks and hit up the Mears Burger.
Yeah,
I love the hills and the woods up there, though.
It's beautiful.
I'll tell you what, the Oklahoma, the smash burger, though, they make with the onions and all that, man. Yeah, that's real. That's the real deal right there, man. Those Oklahoma folks know how to make burgers that way. Take those onions and smash them right in that. Yeah.
Yeah, if they're eating longhorns, those damn Oklahomans. Oh, my gosh. Before I get out here, one more time.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I drive a Tacoma. If you don't move out the way, bitch, I'm gonna run you over in my Tacoma.
I've known so many guys that have had Tacomas over the years, and they do have an attitude about them, especially when they get them tricked up, put the tires on them. Things still got like 45 horsepower. It whines like a cat when you hit the gas, but I mean, hell, it holds its value and it's got good gas mileage.
Oh, my gosh.
You know that Toyotas do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, in the creek. Don't ride. That is my time. I'm out of here. Holla, peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got four down, one to go, boys. What are we doing next?
How about we do a little celebration of a nine-hour Cowboys game day with two guys, one booth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.